keep your back, neck and head in one line. When you are sitting, you make sure that your back is back and head and neck in one line. Samam ka yashiro grivam. You are not tilting like this. You are not like this. And back is not like a question mark. You are not sitting like a question mark. Try to, when you are sitting, pull your spine as in as you can. This is the posture. Last week I mentioned that we do various asanas we have done, various postures we have done. Ultimate purpose of doing various postures so that you can sit in one posture with a length of time. The purpose of doing various postures we have done, standing, sitting, lying down, twisting, turning, bending forward, all postures we have done so that ultimately we can come to one posture and sit in that posture for a length of time. That posture is called as asana. To come to sit in one posture, this posture is called as asana. It can be in the scriptures, Hatha Yoga text, it talks about the postures. This is a lotus posture. It's conducive for sitting. One is lotus. Lotus, the petals up, feet facing the ceiling. It is called as lotus. Lotus always stays in the muddy water. Still, petals, leaves are always fresh. It says in our lives also, though we are living in the community, we are living in the society, so much of negativities are there, still try to remain like a lotus, not to get contaminated by the society. Try to remain fresh. That is lotus. Or you are bringing one foot down, Ardha Padmasana, or tuck both feet in, Swastikasana, or spread your knees as apart as you can. One heel in, bring the other heel up. This is Siddhasana. These four postures are prescribed for sitting for a long time. We'll talk about, this one is easier. We'll sit in Siddhasana. Take your left heel further in. Try to bring the right above the left. Right above the left. This posture is called a Siddhasana, perfect posture. This posture you can sit for a long time without any disturbance. And in our system, we have, though only one nose is there, nose is one, but the nostrils are two. These twins, nostrils, from here there is only one opening. Below that one, we had two openings, two nostrils, right and left. These are called as twins. Nostrils are called as twins. And Ashvi Kumaras. Ashvi is, in scriptures, it talks about twin physicians. Twin physicians are called as divine physicians, called as Ashvi Kumaras. These two physicians. If you know how to make use of these nostrils, you can heal yourself. You can be healthy. This right nostril is connected, right? It's a masculine. It's connected to the masculinity in us. It activates the left brain. Left nostril is feminine in nature, activates our right nostril. Right brain. One is left brain and right brain. Breathing through these two nostrils properly activates your left brain and right brain. Activates your masculine personality and feminine personality. And the masculine personality, right nostril, it is a heating system in our body. In our body, like a refrigerator. If you have a refrigerator, it starts cooling the products down goes up to the certain point. After certain point, thermostat sets in and starts heating the things. This one heats up the body. Our body is like an air conditioner. That mechanism is there. It starts heating up. After it reaches a certain point, it starts cooling down. Heating and cooling, it's an air conditioner is working in this body. There is an air conditioner, right nostril, heats up the body, warms up the body. After certain time, it starts, thermostats turns off and starts cooling down. It says, it's in every 2 hours, it starts heating for 2 hours and starts cooling down for 2 hours. This thermostat. Sun and moon system in the body. Sun and moon in the body, it's controlled. Sun and moon in the body is controlled through these two nostrils. And our left is called as Yamuna. River Yamuna is there. Yamuna. And right brain is called as Ganga. Ganga and Yamuna are flowing in the body. The congruence of that one, the wherever it passes through, joining called as Prayag. Confluence of the rivers is called as Yaga, Prayaga. The confluence, when we go to Himalayas, we come across many confluences. That Prayag, Rudra Prayag, Karna Prayag, Deva Prayag, Vishnu Prayag, various Prayags are there. And these Prayags, the sun and moon, Ganga and Yamuna are flowing through one Prayag from Sahasrara, it origins, it flows down and that river confluences, crosses over here. One Prayag, it's called as Ajna Chakra. This is one Prayag. And it goes through, again meets at a, again in the another point, it is called as Vishuddha Chakra. This is another Prayag. Further down, it flows again, meets again in the crosses over Anahata Chakra. Further down, it flows down and another Prayag, Manipura Chakra. Further down, it crosses over. It is in Swadhisthana Chakra. Further down, it is in Muladhara Chakra. The river stream is flowing down. And in the Prayag, in the confluence of that point, confluence, if you by practice of that one, there is a Saraswati is hidden, the knowledge is hidden, deep within, the confluence reverse only the outward, the Saraswati is not visible, only in the in between, it rises up, it is called as Sushumna Nadi, that from the left, it is flowing. It is called Ida Nadi, left nostril, Ida Nadi. And other one, Pingala Nadi. Nadi and Nadi are synonyms. Nadi means river. Nadi means the vein, energy carrying centers. One is feminine, dominant energy carrying. Another, masculine carrying, masculine energy carrying centers. And when the confluence of river, by practice of yoga, that inside, deep within, there is another nadi, is called a Sushumna Nadi. The light, that carries the light. Central nadi, Sushumna Nadi, all the nadis in the body, in the gross nadis, there are 72,000 nadis are there, energy carrying nadis, 36 allocated to feminine, 36 masculine. In between, there is another one called as it's a Sushumna Nadi. That Nadi alone has the light. All the other Nadis, visible Nadis, there is no light in that one. The soul departs, when the body soul departs the body, it can go into any of these Nadis, 72,000 Nadis. It says scriptures, these 72,000 nadis are nothing but a dark nadis, dark channels through that the soul departs. The soul departed through these dark channels have to come back. But there is a light, there is one nadi, the central nadi, Sushumna Nadi. That nadi has the light. The soul which departs through that one, for that soul there is no path, it is not a path of return. It is a path of light. It goes. And the yogi, it's a yoga practice. Yoga practice, ultimate purpose of the yoga, may this soul get prepared well enough so that may it depart through the path of light, never it should depart through the path of darkness. This body is a fantastic mechanism. It talks about that one. And slowly, yoga is synonym to light. You have to become a yogi, and ultimate purpose of that one, to get through that one, through the path of light. And even the people, some people, they depart through the upper part of the face. If you observe how people are dying, when you go near them, some people, when they die, eyes wide open, depart through the eyes. Some goes through, through the ears, there may be some bleeding in the ears. Some nostrils, if you observe some people through the right nostril, as soon as the person dies, they put a cotton in the nostrils. You take the cotton out and see whether there is any bleeding. Sometimes on the right nostril there is a bleeding, sometimes there is a left nostril, there is a bleeding. Some departs with mouth wide open. These are the people, they go ascend to the higher world and they come back. Some people, they are negative in their life all through, they depart through the lower apertures in the body. They go through, when they depart, they urinate and go. They pass the stool and go. Those type of souls, they go to the nether worlds. They will come back as an inferior species. In the yoga makes us to live like a human and try to become depart like a yogi, ascend to the highest. The yoga, though appear to be asanas, stretching asanas, and pranayama makes us to settle down. Mind calms down. Calming the mind itself is not the goal of the practice. Many people, they train people to calm their mind and not to think anything. Calming the mind is the first part. The second one, after calming the mind, add a seed in the mind, a positive seed, positive affirmation. That positive affirmation is like a delivery address. If I am posting some letter without any address, it won't go anywhere. When I post some letter, it should have a proper address. If I am sending some email, proper email. This meditation is nothing but putting an address where I have to be. What is my goal of this soul? That address, I am putting that one. That every day, today I am putting one address, tomorrow another address, day after tomorrow another address. I am lost. I don't know where I am going. Every day different address. And the yoga practitioner, goal is fixed. My destination point is fixed. That is the same address. I am going same address. Not to change your address every day when you are sitting for meditation. That goal is there. Goal should be there. That slowly trains the body, helps in opening the channel of light, the Sushumna Nadi, the Nadi with light. That opens and it takes the soul there. Though easy to say, but it requires lot of determination, lot of contemplation, lot of practice, lot of guidance, lot of inspiration from the teacher, and the guidance and the ultimate goal. If it is there, that soul transcends to the path of light. left thumb and index finger.